Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright on the phone line with us, officially announced as the new Bruin head football coach after the school board meeting on Monday evening. Coach, first off, congratulations, and how's it feel to be moving to Bartlesville?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of this community. I've been around Bartlesville for the last 20 years. I have family that lives there. I've always thought it would be a great place to live and a great place to, you know, raise a family. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of it.
First things first, kind of what attracted you to that job? I know you mentioned you've got some family ties from here, some people that kind of live in the area. What was it that attracted you to this position? I know Coach Dilbeck had mentioned you had applied back in 2018 when the program went with Jason Sport the first time. What made you kind of want to get to this part of the state in Bartlesville specifically?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've always really liked the town, the community. You know, we go back 3 or 4 times a year. Just for family visits and things like that. But I've always, you know, from the outside looking in, I've always thought that, Bartlesville could kind of be a diamond in the rough, so to speak, as far as, you know, they have the facilities. They're a one school town. They got a lot of draw to them as far as the community and businesses coming in. And so I've always thought that it could kind of be a sleeper, in 6A, and especially now with, some of the rearranging with you're not in there with Jinx and Union and Broken Arrow and those guys anymore. And now, you know, Bigsby going up. For me, I think now is the time that they're kind of geared for success as far as the schedule shapes up. And then, like I said, the facilities are unbelievable. The school district's one of the best in the state. I have a 9-year-old son, so that tied into, you know, him being able to get that education and live in, you know, a great community like Bartlesville.
New Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright on the line with us, going to be on the job later on this week. Let's run down your background a little bit. You're an Oklahoma guy, graduated from Eufaula, played football at Bacone. You had some other coaching stops prior to being a defensive coach at McAllister, and then you moved over to Arkansas. So just in your own words, if you could, just kind of run us through your background a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I started back in 2008 down in southern Oklahoma at Medill High School. I actually went back and worked for my high school head coach. Stayed there for 3 years and then had a few more stops. My last stop was in McAllister, Oklahoma, as a defensive line coach, and had a really good run there, had some great kids, and made semifinals our last year there. And then Coach Pratt went to Arkansas and went to Bentonville West, and he brought me over as his defensive coordinator. Stayed there for 4 years, loved it over there, and then kind of wanted to get put my name out there for some head jobs, and landed one over on the other side of Little Rock in a town called Lone Oak, a 4A school, where they hired me as a head football coach and athletic director, and just finished my third season here. And so I'm going on, finished up year 14, going to year 15, and it's all went by in a flash.
Harry Wright with us, new Bartlesville head football coach. First week or two, kind of what's on the agenda for you? First things you need to do to kind of dot I's and cross T's here the first several days, what are you going to try to accomplish?
You know, the biggest thing is I just want to get my face out and get to meet everybody, you know, and I've met a ton of people already, but, you know, I want people to be able to put a face to the name and understand, you know, what vision I have and what I want this program to look like going into the future. And so as many people as I can get in front of in these next few weeks and meet and sit down and see, meet with all the stakeholders. You know, I want to meet with the kids and coaches and parents and then community leaders and just try to get to know as many people as possible to, you know, get us all pulling on the same rope and get Bartlesville football into somewhere that everybody can be, you know, proud to be part of. So that's the biggest thing. And then really taking in stock of observing where we're at right now and then building the plan of where we want to go and then, you know, try to connect the dots in between. And so that's kind of the, you know, hit the ground running, so to speak. And these next 2 weeks will be wild and crazy. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge and I'm looking forward to getting to meet everybody.
Obviously, we're kind of way early on a couple of these questions, but how did you play in Lone Oak, kind of style of football? You're a defensive coordinator background, but a former offensive lineman. If you could just kind of walk me through your football philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, philosophy-wise, it kind of depends on the cat you got, you know. So here we were really athletic, and I had a really good quarterback the last 3 years, and so we spread the ball out quite a bit and threw it around and still ran the ball a lot with our quarterback run game stuff, but scored a lot of points and had a lot of fun offensively, and defensively we were really good. We played kind of a multiple 3-4 look. You know, I've kind of shifted gears in my mind, so to speak, is I took more of an offensive role here, and I had a really really good defensive coordinator here that I kind of let him run the defense. And, you know, that's still that's probably the direction I'll head in Bartlesville as far as still running the offense. But it really depends what pieces we have, you know. I mean, it's my philosophy is I want to put the kids in the best situation to be successful. So if that's throwing the ball, I'll throw it. If that's running the ball, we'll run it. And so just whatever we can do to put them and utilize their tools to be successful is kind of where I go.
You still have several more months, obviously, until the spring side of things kick off. How quickly do you need to name assistant coaches, coordinators, stuff like that? How high on the list is some of that as a priority?
It's up there, but it's not a pressing need, so to speak. I mean, what I would like to do is before we roll into spring football, obviously I want to have those, you know, ironed out, because then you're rolling, because right when you finish spring football, you're going into summer camps. And so what I don't want to have to do is install something and then turn around and change it by hiring a new coach in the summer or whatever. So I would like to have all those pieces ironed out, you know, well before before we start spring ball in May. So that's kind of my goal, just looking into it. You know, and I'm looking forward to meeting the staff there and seeing what they bring to the table and where they're going to fit in this program. And, you know, hopefully be able to keep some of those guys on. And I've heard really good things about the staff that's been there, and get those guys rolling with me as well.
And then last question, if you could kind of just run us down your background personally, wife and kids and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm 37. Been married since 2007, so however many years that is. I try not to mess that number up because I'll get in trouble. But I have a 9-year-old son. He is in third grade. He plays everything as far as athletics, anything that he can get his hands on, he's going to play. And, you know, he's getting to that age to where he's starting to compete, you know, little league stuff. And so that was a big piece, too, to wanting to move there just so, you know, our family could watch him grow and be able to play where, you know, right now we're about 5.5-6 hours away, so, you know, they can't just come up on a Tuesday and watch him play a basketball game, whereas, you know, living right down the road, that's something that, you know, they'll be able to take advantage of.
Harry Wright, new Bartlesville head football coach. Coach, appreciate it. Looking forward to working with you and excited to talk to you more over the next few months.
For sure. I appreciate it.